The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
Greetings, weary wanderers, rogue teaspoons, and anyone who's ever scalded their tongue on bad decisions. Welcome to Chuck and Billy's Not Your Cup of Tea, the only show that brews chaos hotter than a microwave mishap. Tonight, we're dunked deep in a pot of pure pandemonium, steeped with shenanigans and garnished with gags so bitter, even a lemon would pucker in protest. Chuck's the herbal infusion, promising Zen but delivering Z's, while Billy's the overboiled bag that bursts at the worst possible moment, staining your life with regret. If you stumbled here seeking solace or sense, sorry to say, you've sipped from the wrong chalice. Our wisdom's thinner than instant tea and twice as disappointing. We're sloshing more hot gossip than a tea house brawl. Grab your daintiest saucer, brace for impact, and pray you don't choke on Chuck's half-baked quips while Billy spills the beans and the kettle and probably his dignity. Expect good taste. Oh, darling, you've wandered into the wrong brouhaha. We're the decaf of decency, just pointless enough to make you question why we exist at all. So hoist your chipped mugs high, plop down at our table of topsy-turvy madness, and beware. If your IQ takes a tumble, that's just the tea leaves settling. It's time for Chuck and Billy's Not Your Cup of Tea, where every episode boils over with absurdity, and you're the one getting scalded.
That's right, you're getting scalded. And not by hot water. By this show. Welcome to Chuck and Billy's Not Your Cup of Tea on WTBR 89.7 Pittsfield
and WSBR 88.1
in Lee. We're both like not with it today, so we're like pains and gains.
We need to go to Whispering Willows.
Yeah, Whispering Willows, where death visits twice a week, except we need a chiropractor. I don't think that's going to help either, but do you know how to fix varicose veins?
Put this vein back where it belongs.
Sad, because I found them this morning. I was like, no. Ah, and then, I said to you, it was like a roadmap to Florida. I was like, sweet.
Yeah, I guess we're going to Disney World.
Yeah, Disneyland. Anyway.
And MGM Studios.
Yeah, we're going to go to Universal.
Yeah, I went there when I was a kid.
I did. I used to work there. I used to do Halloween Horror Nights. I loved it.
Yes.
It was amazing. Amazing.
It is almost spooky season. I can't wait.
It is, but it's really early.
I
don't care. I love Halloween. Halloween's one of my favorites.
I can't wait to decorate.
I wish I had money enough to decorate.
Well, you know what you do is you got to acquire stuff throughout the year. It's when it's cheaper anyway.
Yeah, I know. I like to get the stuff when it's on sale.
Yeah.
Like right after Halloween, you get the stuff and you save it and then you... Yeah.
Yeah. But like you can get like you have a whole year before the next Halloween. So you can just acquire a few things here and there. And then before you know it, you're going to have so much stuff. You're like, oh, I got everything I wanted to get. So, I mean... It's not bad.
No, it's not. I mean, there's a few things I want to get, but it's like that thing's got to come way down before I even think of buying that.
Yeah.
Like there's a it's like one of those tall like figures that move around and stuff like the motion censored ones.
Oh, yeah.
It's the demon one where he's on flames. I was like, "Oh, I want it so bad."
I got a couple of inflatables this year, so let's see what happens.
Dun dun dun.
I was thinking about investing in the laser.
Oh, there you go.
Like where you can put it outside and it does like a whole show on your house.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, they're actually not that bad.
Kind of inexpensive, aren't they?
Well, they're not
they're
inexpensive,
pricey, but yeah.
But they're not like, I thought they were way
they're
more.
Not pocket burners.
It's like one of those things where you think it's going to be a lot.
Yeah.
So even though it's pretty, you know, it is kind of pricey, but it's not as bad when you look at it that way.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, that thing's probably like $1,500, and it's like $500.
You're like,
but you can.
It.
But the cool thing is like you can use it for any holiday because you download the programs for it.
Oh, that's cool.
So you can get like stuff for Halloween, and you can get stuff for Christmas. You can get, but you don't have to buy a new like a different laser every time. You just
That'd
buy
be
the
crazy.
One.
Like $500 again for a Thanksgiving one. It's one day.
Yeah. You can even do stuff like Memorial Day like, if you want. You know, like Easter.
Labor Day.
What would you put on there for Labor Day?
I don't know. I can't wear white after Labor Day, I guess. But so white stuff.
I mean, that's the old. That's so old.
I know. I hate it. I don't. I posted this video of what was it? Rules that parents came up with back in the day.
Yeah.
Like don't sit too close to the television.
Oh yeah.
Like what was the other one? Oh, I can't remember.
If you keep making that face, it's gonna stick that way.
Yeah, that one we were talking about.
Yeah.
What was the other one? It's driving me nuts now. There
can't
was
take
one,
a shower during a thunderstorm.
That one I remember.
Don't go swimming right after you eat. You gotta wait 30
that
minutes.
That was on there actually. And it's like it says, and you're sitting there by yourself eating your bologna sandwich while you watch your friend swim, and you're like.
I know, right? Or you're done eating.
Yeah.
Everybody else went in, and you're sitting there, and you're you know, your mom gives you the look, like if you move.
Yeah.
She doesn't have to say anything. Like, it's the mom look.
She'll don't you dare.
Every one of us knows what it is.
And you start putting your toes in the water, just knock it off.
Yeah. And you know what's really funny is my friends from back then that are moms now.
Yeah.
They're giving the look to their kids, you know, so like they're and I've heard and they've told me this, like they're like, you know, I have to stop myself sometimes. And it's like I think about it, like think about how my own mom did this and I thought I'd never do it.
Yep.
But here we are.
Yeah. I mean, there's like parents back in the like kids now when we were kids then take the same stuff that parents would say to you back then. And they just look at you like you're an idiot.
Yeah.
They're like.
Again,
I can watch TV as close as I want to.
Yeah.
Like, whatever. It's, don't even bother. It's pointless.
Fine. So when your eyes are messed up, don't come running back to me and
when
tell me.
When you're like, I can't see that well. I wonder why.
Yeah.
Let's guess.
Or it's, don't make me turn this car around because
yeah,
I will.
Yeah, you're like 20 minutes from where you're supposed to be,
I know.
Like 5 hours away. I'll turn this car around. I'm not playing. When I go, we're already here.
Yeah. Well,
don't,
guess
don't
what?
Don't get mouthy.
Tighten your seatbelt because we're going home.
Yeah. We're not doing anything. Then your dad pulls over and where are you going? I'm just going to get a drink. And you're like,
I'm turning around. What do you think I'm doing?
My dad did that once.
Did he?
We went to Maine. And he got mad at me and my sister, because we were like, I can't, we're doing something. He got wicked aggravated. He was like, I'm done. He pulls over into the, get into a, like a little store.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, my mom's like, what are you doing? He's like, I'm getting something to drink. He slams the door really hard and he points at both of us like that. And I was just like, he goes in the store, he gets a drink of his soda and he just sits there and he's like, yep, we're going home. Puts it in drive. Turns out I'm like, no. I start screaming. My mom's like, what are you doing? We're already in Maine.
Yep, we're going home.
He's like, we're going home. I'm done. I'm not playing this game. So he drove halfway down the road. He pulls over again. He's like, fine, we'll go into Maine. He turns around. He just.
Well, I mean, it kind of works.
Yeah.
Because, like, yeah, he turned around.
Yep.
And started driving towards home, and it freaked you out.
Oh, I was like, no, I don't want to go home.
You better behave, because I have no problem turning this car around.
And doing that.
Yeah, right.
The crying, the tears. My
what
sister's
what
laughing.
A way.
She's just
she
laughing.
Would.
She's
she
like,
would.
Hey, you big baby.
You dummy.
Yeah, such a crybaby. You want a diaper?
Well, it's so it's funny, because I found myself saying the same exact thing.
Yeah.
After I grew up and I had a little family, and I was driving, and the kids were just like, they were so loud. It's so hard to concentrate.
Yeah, you can't.
You know, it's very hard to concentrate. It's not that like they're so much being bad. They're just being kids.
Yeah.
But it's like, you guys got to calm down, and then they don't. And you're like, all right, listen, you guys really got to calm down. I'm trying to drive. Then they don't. And then you're like, listen, I'm going to turn this car around. And I'm not kidding. And then it's like, you stop and you're like, I can't believe I just said that.
You're like, wait, what happened?
You turn into your parents' kids.
Yeah, it's the truth. Like, I say things my dad said. I'm like, where did that come from?
came from your dad.
Why did I say that? You know, it's like unbelievable.
And it just dribbles out.
Yeah.
You don't even, like, it doesn't even compute. It just dribbles it's right out. Bleh. And you're like, oh, jeez. Cheese and rice.
Cheese and rice. It's
speaking of Labor Day, do you remember going to school before Labor Day?
Yes.
I didn't.
I remember going to school before Labor Day.
My school always started after Labor Day.
Did it?
Yeah.
Oh, that's weird. I remember we went, had the day off, then went back to school. I was like, wait, yeah, what? No.
It was like a thing, like growing up, like it started after Labor Day. And it was always like, and Labor Day was like always a Monday, right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it's like you had to go to school maybe on like a few days after that. And it was weird because then it was the weekend.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah. What are we supposed to do?
Like, yeah, they're like, wait, what?
First day of school, everybody's watching movies. Getting to know your classmates, yep. Even though you know everybody.
Yeah, you're like, I already know you. Who's the new kid? No, I don't know. He's stupid. Look at him. He wears a helmet. He's only wearing his helmet because he's a skateboarder.
Yeah. He's going to football practice after this. Yeah.
Not that helmet. No.
That's all.
Yeah. I mean,
kids were mean to the new kid.
Oh, always.
You know, it's like a test. It's like, let's see how much this kid can handle.
Yeah. I didn't do that. I was always nice to the new kids. I was like, hey, yeah. My name's Chuck. And they're like, unless they were mean to me, it was a different story.
Right.
Where it was like, oh, I don't care. I'm like, I don't like you anymore. I'm done.
I know. I'm just trying to be your friend, bro. Yeah,
trying to be nice
to you. You need somebody around to have your back for a little bit.
Yeah, stop being a baby. Here, I'll give you some of my chocolate milk.
Please. I wasn't that outgoing. Until I was in high school.
Yeah.
So, like, I never really went up and talked to anybody that was new or anything until I was in high school. But that's how I actually met, like, my high school girlfriend.
Yeah.
I actually saw her, and I was like, this is a new girl. And I was like, I went up and just started talking to her and introduced her. She was so scared. She looked so scared to be there. And it was the middle of, like, it was, like, maybe the fifth period or something. It was the middle of the day. And this poor girl was just, like, standing there with her, you know, arms and shoulders, like, so tense, you know, kind of looking at the floor, and I'm like, this girl needs a friend.
Yeah, like, is she all right? Is she going to start standing up? I'm like, you're
oh, man,
good.
She looks like her head is going to explode. Like, let me go up and
Scanners.
Talk to her. So I went up and talked to her and just started, you know, we just were talking, and I made her laugh, and she started to feel a little bit more comfortable. And then we became friends, and then after that, it was we did it for a couple of years.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. I made friends with a lot of people that were like new. Like I would, when I was in like elementary school, there was this new kid that showed up and I was just walked up to him and I was like, hey, are you all right? And he, yeah, I'm just nervous. You know, I've never been into a school, a public school before. I was like, oh, hey, my name's Chuck. And I shook his hand, you know, stuff like that. A little kid, be mean and respectful.
Yeah.
And I pulled out my cool He-Man lunchbox, flipped it open with my metal thermos and like, yeah.
They all came with the mashing thermoses.
Yeah. And, you know, we just chit-chatted for, like, the whole lunch. And then we went outside and we talked out there. And all my friends were like, yo, why aren't you hanging out with us? I'm like, getting to know him. And then they all were cool, came over, they started talking to him, too. And then we all became friends.
Yeah.
So it was pretty cool.
It's good to take somebody under your wing.
Yeah, but it was weird because he was there for that 1 year, moved back to California. And that was the end of it. I was like, man, he was a cool kid, though. He was really nice.
Yeah, but you know what? He probably remembers that.
He better.
Yeah, he probably does.
Find you, man, if you're ever listening to this show. No, I'm just kidding.
No, like, I mean, you make an impression on people that you don't even know you make.
Yeah.
So he probably remembers that. He's like, you know, that time when I went to Mass.
Yeah, I went to Mass, and this weird kid came up to me. He was like, I'll give you some of my chocolate milk. You want to see
one? They're so nice over there.
You want to put two straws in the chocolate milk and drink it together?
Here, share my spaghetti with me.
Lady and the Tramp. Whoa, too close. Bite that off. There you go.
I'm not going to share the meatball.
Meatball's mine, bro.
We can cut it in half.
Yeah. I'll give you a little piece. Yeah. And they're all looking at it. Like, you have the whole lunch people going.
Everybody stopped eating and staring at you.
what is
about to happen right now?
Sipping the chocolate milk together. You're just staring at each other's eyes.
It's like you're in your own little bubble. until the bubble pops, and then you look around and everybody's staring. There's no noise, but you could swear up and down that everyone was just talking.
Yeah, everyone's like, you hear that.
But there's, yeah.
It's like,
exactly, like, it just stops. I know.
It would be so messed up, man. Like, just becoming friends.
It's just a joke.
We're just blowing bubbles.
Two is better than one.
Yeah, we're thirsty.
There was only one chocolate milk left.
You want the last sip?
I'll kiss you. I'll fight you for it. I'm just kidding.
Just kidding.
Oh, man.
Oh my God,
but do you remember getting, like, the Valentines in school?
Oh, yeah,
The anonymous flower or whatever, or the chocolate. I don't remember exactly it went towards, like, you'd buy it for a dollar or something, and it would go towards, like, something for the school.
Yeah.
You know? And I thought, you know, couple of years had gone by, and I had never gotten anything from anyone. Of course, I'd never sent anything either until I finally had a girlfriend. But I mean, it was pretty cool to see people get these, like, secret admirer little flowers, you know, because they would get all excited and everything. And I was like, man, that's cool. How come I didn't get one?
Dude, I suck.
So, like, next year you send one to yourself?
Yeah, like, five of them? Like, someone must love me.
Somebody's got a crush on me.
So, five girls. Look at this. And you're just, like, getting depressed while you're opening it. Like, nobody loves me.
I know. You're like, a tear comes out. And you're like, I'm just so happy.
Why are you crying? Because it's such a sweet sentiment.
I'm just so happy. All the while in the back of your brain, you're like, I'm so pathetic.
Yeah, you're like,
I can't believe I did that.
You got tissues, you pull them up, open your thing.
The only kid in class that has tissues in his desk. Boy, you got a lot of feelings, Chuck.
It's okay. Don't worry about it.
It's okay to show your feelings.
If you can see the little things they wrote me, it's so sweet.
In your head, I'm so pathetic.
I did get a few in high school.
Yeah.
There was like it was like a chocolate rose, I think it was.
Yep.
It was like $1.50 or something like that. And I got four of them in one day. And I was like, what the heck? And one of my buddies sent it to me. He's such an idiot. He was like, I love you so much. You're so cute. And I'm like, and I knew his handwriting. And I handed it back to him. I was like, I love you too, sweetie. And I walked out of his class. I literally walked into the classroom and handed it to him. And was like, here you go, sweetie. And he was like, he just stared at me. And I was like, toodaloo, and I walked away.
Toodles.
And I walked away, and he comes back after class. He comes back, he's like, what the heck, man? I was like, did I scare you? Don't write me that stuff then.
No, like, see, you can't do it in your own handwriting. You got to bring it to one of your friends that's a girl and have her write it. Yep. That way, the friend has no idea who
it is.
Yeah,
you're like, what the?
Because let's face it, girls' handwriting has a specific look to it.
Yeah.
You can always tell when a girl writes something down, for the most part.
Yeah, because they always have, like, little smiley faces.
Yeah, and little hearts above the eyes. And and it's really legible.
Yeah. It doesn't look like chicken
scratch. It's not chicken
like
scratch,
your friend,
right.
You're like, I care about your sponges.
Yeah.
What?
Hair? Like a rabbit? Hair. Like a... that's care.
I hair you.
I hair about. I don't get it.
I loved you.
I loved you.
I loved you. What?
Oh, they spelled it like L-U-V.
Yeah, it was like L-U-V, and you're like,
with a big U.
Yeah, it's like L-U-V.
No, it's like L-U-V, and then a big U for you.
Yeah,
I love. You.
Yeah, well, I remember the girls would always write I and then put the heart and then you. Yeah. So I knew it was girls writing that. If it was a guy, it would be a different story. But
Yeah, well, first of all, it would be chicken scratch. I mean, yeah, there are some guys that have some really nice handwriting.
Like, I have nice handwriting. My wife says it looks like
actually,
a
teacher. Actually, yeah, your handwriting is nice. It's not like wispy, like feminine, but it's really, really
it's
nice.
It's kind of feminine, bro.
I don't know. No. Well, like, you can read it, though.
So cute.
Like, it looks clean.
Yeah.
Like, mine, like, well, I'll start off with really nice handwriting. And then as I'm going, like, because my mind is going and I'm, like, writing really fast.
Yeah, you're like, nah,
it, like,
nah, nah, nah,
all the, yeah, all the letters get much bigger and then they yeah. also start getting too close together and then it's just chicken scratch.
Or then, like, if you're writing it on a no lined paper, it starts going like
this. Yeah, it starts going sideways.
You're like, you're thinking it's really nice and you're like, yeah. And then you're like,
yeah, yeah.
What happened here?
Darn it, I'm going to have to rewrite this.
I think these letters are jumping off the cliff.
Yeah. This whole sentence is just going downhill.
I'm wiping this clean.
I have no idea what happened.
Where are you going?
But yeah, that happens actually on a blank sheet of paper. That happens every time.
Oh,
even now.
So bad.
Like if I were to be writing something, even now. It starts to go downhill.
I was trying to write, what is happening? I was trying to write something for work one day, and I was like, sorry for the inconvenience. And I was like, what the heck?
And it was like, ew.
Yeah. Like, start Droop. Making a circle of it. Yeah. Sorry for the inconvenience.
I think what happens is, like, the paper moves or something, and then you just...
I think it's the eyes, where they're just like...
Yeah, and you could swear that you're going in a straight line.
Yeah, but you're not. You're just like, what's going on?
Yeah. And I mean, speaking of writing, it's back to school.
Yeah.
It's back to school
time, kids.
Back to school to prove to dad that I'm not a fool.
Got my lunch packed up, my boots tied tight.
I hope I don't get in a fight.
Oh, back to school. Back to school.
For anyone that's wondering, it's Billy Madison.
Yeah. You don't need a snack pack.
With Adam Sandler.
Thought I was your snack pack. You're such a weirdo.
Yeah, that was a funny movie.
That movie was great.
Stop looking at me, Schwan.
Stop looking at me, Schwan.
But it is back to school, and the kids are going. So,
yeah.
Since we're talking about writing, I mean, do kids write? Are they right? And I don't mean that in like a in a way. I'm curious because because we did cursive writing, and I don't know if they actually teach that anymore.
Nope, they don't teach it because I wrote cursive to somebody, and they were like, oh, "What's that say?" I'm like,
"So how do people sign their names?" Like,
because
you gotta you know. Well, I mean, I sign mine in
mine's in cursive.
Well, actually, mine is just. A bunch of it's letters to me.
I think, yeah, mine's like a C, then an H, and then nothing else.
Yeah, mine's like a W, and then it's like
it's like you flitch up for the F.
There's a W, then there's a bunch of stuff, and then there's an F, and there's a bunch of stuff.
Mine's almost like chf. That's
chf.
It's like to fluff.
It's like a doctor's signature.
Yeah, that's what everyone says. You look like a doctor. I was like, it doesn't look like a doctor's signature.
Well, there's a difference between it. Ours and doctors. Doctors have absolutely zero letters.
Yeah, just like...
Yeah, there's just a bunch of scribbles.
Like one of them slap painters.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
And signing this prescription pad.
Could you see him sticking it to the wall and going...
I know.
Here you go. Here's your prescription. What are you doing?
No, they don't even write prescriptions anymore. They just send them out through the computer.
Print them, here you go.
Yeah, or they send them straight to the pharmacy.
Well, I know that people,
depending on your pharmacy,
when doctors would sign things, people would take, cut it out, and then print it on a thing, and then make it look like the doctor.
Yeah, and I mean, it's there. Yeah, there were ways. I would never do that.
No.
And you couldn't get your hands on any kind of prescription pad anyway.
Yeah, I mean,
and that's
you were
a federal
enough.
And you'll go to prison.
Yeah.
So,
I just
what's the point
for a pad? Sure, you were. I was writing my notes for college. Yeah,
right.
I bet. Don't you need a long one, like a five
No, but it's really convenient that they can just send them in. I remember having to go, and literally every month I had to go to the doctor's office and pick up the prescription that's printed.
Yeah.
And bring it to the pharmacy, depending on what it was.
Yeah.
So that was inconvenient. Now they can just send them out.
I mean, when I remember when I used to get a prescription, it was like my doc would sign it. But he was like, I don't know what his name was. I still don't know what his name was. Because he would be like, well, let me get you a prescription. And he goes, very gently, one stroke. And he was like, with the dots. And I'm like, how many dots are in your name, bro?
How many eyes are...
Yeah, he's like, here you go. And I'm like, all right. And I hand it to him. And they're like, oh, doctor, whatever, whatever. And I'm like, how do you know what that says?
I recognize.
Like, get serious.
Hey, we took shapes. We did shapes and letters when we were in kindergarten.
We were like, nee, nee, nee. I know what that is.
Yeah, that's a shape.
Yeah. That's a triangle, and that means a T.
This is some long-lost ancient...
Yeah. It's like some hieroglyphics garbage.
Yeah, hieroglyphics.
Yeah, like, you're like, ancient, what is this?
Ancient symbolism.
Yeah, you're like, so when he makes the triangle with the cross and the section with the section in it, that's a T.
And there's a couple of little spiky hairs.
And the dots mean I love you.
Yeah. I'll tell you what. I used to wonder if my doctor had kids and like if they left like a note, like remember how your mom or your dad or somebody would leave you a note like clean the fridge.
Yep, clean the fridge and if
or
it's not,
clean your room.
It's not done when I get here, you're in big trouble.
Yeah, so I would wonder if the doctor I was seeing or whatever had kids, and if they left them notes, like could they understand them?
Yeah, like clean the fridge.
It's like after a while, I suppose you'd get used to it, and you would know what something said.
But I don't like. It's always like okay, like you know what? like the graph for a heartbeat.
Oh yeah,
that's almost like what every doctor's signature looks like.
Oh yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Like, what is that?
The EKG.
Yeah, it's like, I don't get it. There's a couple eyes in there.
It's like that?
Yeah.
Just like
that. Yeah.
You see? Right
just
there.
Like that.
It says Dr. something, but I'm not sure what.
It says William.
Yeah. It says, if you could think of, like, the longest doctor name.
Yeah. Like. Johnson Wick Millet Jingins or something.
Johnson.
Yes. Where's McMillet Jingins?
Watson. Watson, I presume.
Dr. Flagenflumen.
Flagenflumen.
Could you see him calling him over the loudspeaker? Dr. Flagen. I couldn't even do it. Dr. Flagenflumen, please come to the front.
We have a code blue, Dr. Flagenflumen.
Code blue, Dr. Flagenflumen. Code blue. Dude, I would laugh every time I had to say it. I'd be like, do I have to do this? But yeah, I'd be like, okay. Code blue, Dr. Flagenflumen. Code blue, Dr. Flagenflumen. And he's here in the background, like, oops.
It would be so funny to, like, hear that over, like, the Walmart speaker.
Oh, my God, I would do that. Oh, my Lord, that would be so fun.
Flagenflumen, please come to...
Aisle 5.
Please come to the customer service desk. Your party is waiting for you.
Dr. Flagenflumen, your party is waiting at the front desk. Thank you. I would try not to laugh, but I could probably do it.
It would be tough.
Hypen Haumenschmauer?
Yeah.
Please come to the front desk. You're needed. Who? When you die if somebody literally walked up with that name, I'd be like, how? Dr. Heisenbrow? Dr. Heisenbrowser.
Heisenbrowser?
Yeah, Heisenbrowser. Flagenflumen?
Flagenflumen.
Flagenflumen. Oh, man. That would be so fun, though. Could you see his name when he signs it? Dr. Flagenflumen. And all you'd see is an F. That's all I got.
It makes me think of a joke.
What?
Do you know what the German word is for constipation?
No.
Far from pooping.
That's good. Far from pooping.
So that's the dad joke of the day.
Dad joke of the day.
So if you go home and you want to tell a funny joke to your kids or your wife or your husband or your kids, tell them that one. What's the German word for constipation? Far from pooping.
Thank you for listening to Chuck and Billy's Not Your Cup of Tea on WTBR 89.7 Pittsfield and
WSBR 88.1 in Lee.
We'll be right back after this commercial break.
The BRTA offers training to any person or group new to using the bus system or the process. We have a certified travel trainer that will make the process easier. Our travel trainer will ride the bus with you until you are more comfortable with how everything works. They can teach you about fares, how to read the schedules, how to get on or off the bus, and pedestrian safety. If you are interested in this service, please email traveltraining@berkshirerta.com.
Support for this public service announcement comes from Berkshire Community College and Park Square Productions.
Oh, man, that would be funny.
Yeah. We love the commercial break.
Dr. Far From Putin, Dr. Far From Putin, please come to the...
That's
Dr. Far From Poopin. Dr. Far From Poopin.
He's a proctologist.
He is a proctologist. Get your gloves. Did you see him yell it to him in the loudspeaker? Dr. Far From Poopin, get your gloves.
That like, would be a hey. Funny that would be a funny doctor name.
Yeah, he'd be like, knock it off.
Could you imagine being a kid with that name and then, like, then you decide to go to medical school?
You'd be picked on so bad in school.
And then you decide to take up a specialty, and that specialty is proctology. I mean, it's been done. Like, there's been people. There has been people with, you know, weird names that kind of match their specialties. So, I mean... I guess there could be a Dr. Far From Poopin.
That'd be so great.
Somewhere in the world.
Watch some dude email us. My name is Dr. Far From Poopin. Like, what are you, proctologist?
If there is, it is completely coincidental.
Yeah, sorry.
That we have said the name like and used it as like a doctor or whatever. It's completely coincidental.
Weipenheimer.
Well, let's see. I thought this was really cool. There is a veterinarian named Dr. Wolf. That was cool.
That's cool.
That is cool. Like to be to be a vet and then your name is Dr. Wolf.
That'd be awesome.
Really good veterinarian, by the way.
Dr. Wolf.
Yeah.
Dr. Ho.
Really cool. Like I would totally walk around that name anyway.
Yeah, I'd be like, my name's Wolf.
Right?
I'm a wolf.
Wolf. So here's a good question for you. Since we were talking about spooky season, if you could choose...
Oh, God.
If you could choose to be a vampire or a werewolf, what would you be? I got to remember, like, you know, what you choose is what you are for the rest of your life.
I'd rather be a werewolf.
Mm.
I mean, I'd rather be a werewolf because there's more things that can kill a vampire than a werewolf. Werewolf, silver bullets mostly. So vampires, sunlight, you know, stakes, blah, 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 whatever.
But I mean, it depends on how you look at it, too, because
true, yeah.
In True Blood, the only thing that killed him was the sun and staking through the heart and, well, like, you know, like,
yeah.
You know, decapitation. But like everything in fire, but everything else was a myth. So like the holy water didn't do anything, crosses didn't do anything.
Garlic.
They could walk into churches, you know. So it depends. It depends on the criteria.
True.
I guess. See, I would choose to be a werewolf also,
yeah.
But not because of that. Because one, I'm not like eating people.
Exactly.
Like, I don't have to eat people.
I don't want to. No, I don't want to bite your neck. I don't know where you've been.
And you can, and you can, you know, be outside in the daytime or the nighttime.
Yeah, exactly. You can change when it's full moon.
Yeah.
You don't have to go into the room and take a shower and just take your change your clothes and boom, like, oh, full moon, man, come on.
You still have loads of strength too.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, maybe you can't, like, you know, fly. I mean, maybe some vampires could if they were real, but you still have strength.
Yeah.
And you're warm.
Yeah.
That's the other thing. Like, so
you're not
like
nice
vampires
box.
Are not alive, so they aren't warm. So if you go to hug somebody,
yeah,
they're actually hugging a warm alive.
And you can be seen in the mirror.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you can make sure that you don't have anything hanging off your nose.
Yeah, exactly.
Or anything.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know? I guess the downfall to it would be, you know, it's you'd have hair everywhere.
Yeah.
You know?
Unless you're a Teen Wolf.
Yeah. It's possible. Unless you're like... wax.
Like, arr, arr, arr.
like, there's werewolves have always been pretty cool.
Yeah.
You know, just like the story of werewolves, but there's never really been a good representation of them. Like, the change is really difficult for, like, special effects artists.
Yeah.
Even now. So, I mean, you could do it with AI now. You could probably do it with, like, the computer now. But like, the complete transition, like, there's never been anything that shows you the complete transition from human to werewolf.
I mean, the closest I could say would be, like, American Werewolf in London. That was pretty awesome.
Like, yeah,
his whole
those
hand
were
was just stretching, and he's standing right there, and then it just his whole body started changing. I was like,
yeah,
that's
that
amazing.
One, that yeah, I'd have to agree there.
That was pretty good.
I'd have to agree there. I mean, even though it's an older flick,
yeah,
it's still they did a pretty good job at the changeover.
Yeah,
I think I want to say what's the one with Christina Ricci. You know which one I'm talking about.
I do, but I can't remember the name of it.
And it's got Pacey from...
Pacey?
Pacey from...
Oh, yeah, okay, Pacey.
Yeah. From Dawson's Creek.
Anyway, Dawson's Creek. That no, I'll never do that again.
Yeah, please don't.
Yeah, no, that was terrifying.
Who was saying that?
I don't know. Sarah McLachlan, I think.
Was it?
I think it was. Maybe I'm wrong.
We should keep it that way.
Yeah, let's leave it that. I sound like I was stressed.
I don't want to wait for this life to be over. Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, that's on. Pacey. No, I know what you're talking about. I can't remember.
I'm about to look it up because it's going to bother. Well, in that movie, they did a transition and it was actually pretty cool.
Yeah.
Like, it, you know, showed like the face, like elongating and starting to transition. But the thing that I was kind of referring to is that you never actually see the entirety of it. So you see bits and pieces because it's really difficult.
Yeah.
You know, unless it's AI. But it's really difficult because you have to stop like every
frame.
Like frame to
like
change
click,
something. Yeah. So the special effects person has to come in and change like the makeup every single time. Can you imagine how long that takes?
It's gotta take a while.
Oh, that's gonna take forever, hours, just to do that one scene, you know?
I don't know. I think American Werewolf in London, I remember when they said they did that, I said it took them two hours for each piece.
Shoosh.
I was like, what?
that's a lot.
I was like, dang. And then they said by the time they were done with that whole transition, that's almost like a 10 to 11, maybe to a 12-hour differential right there. I was like, that's a lot.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
I'd assume that they might do all of those scenes first.
Yeah, I would have.
Just to get that part done.
Let's get
because
this done first.
Then that way they can just shoot the rest
but
of
they
the
didn't. They,
rest
they
of it.
Messed up and they just were like, eh, okay, let's just do it right here.
Yeah.
They should have waited.
But it was good. But it is,
dying.
It is really cool because you can watch like a little bit of it,
yeah.
You know, at a time, and then they will like it cuts out from the from that, you know, that character. It'll like cut go to someone else, and then they've already changed.
Yeah.
So it cuts back on time for the special effects artists.
Well, I know they did the elongated nose thing for American Werewolf in London.
Yeah,
it was just going forward. I was like, "That's so awesome!"
It is awesome because you got to imagine the talent it takes. First of all, the talent it takes to make it happen, but also the intense patience that the actor has to endure.
Yeah,
you know, because that's the person that has to sit there and deal with all this makeup and all this happening to him.
Yeah,
so it's pretty cool.
I mean, I loved it. I thought it was a good movie.
It is. It was kind of funny. It was kind of like a comical. Wasn't that the remake?
Because American Werewolf in Paris was like the remake original. American Werewolf in London.
Okay, gotcha.
So American Werewolf in London was the original. So then they made one American Werewolf in Paris. So it was like so
I thought it was the other
second
way
part of it. Yeah.
Yeah, I thought it was the other way around.
Yeah,
my bad.
No, you're good. The Paris one I didn't care for.
I thought it was kind of funny.
It was funny, but I didn't care for it.
I thought it was funny because he started seeing his friends that he killed.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. I forgot about that.
And, you know, they would just appear.
Yeah. Like, ta-da.
Yeah. And it's like superhero movies when you first, like, the very first one that comes out when they realize that they have special powers.
Yeah.
It's always, like, the coolest one because it's, like, when they're realizing that they're special, that they're something different, and then they're starting to learn how to use their powers.
Yeah.
The same thing with, like, the werewolf, like, or even a vampire, like, you'd imagine, like, that first time realizing what you are, and then you have to kind of adapt to it.
Yep.
Kind of a cool idea, but then they come out with, like, more movies after that or something, and you're like, well...
Yeah, like
it's like Spider-Man.
Like Twilight.
Come on.
I can't stand that. I can't.
Why? Is it because they sparkled?
Yes. That's the only... That's one of the reasons. And plus being... I don't know what... What were they? They weren't even werewolves. They were just...
They were.
Horses?
No, they were werewolves.
I don't know, man.
What was it? Jacob? Team Jacob.
Team Jacob and Team...
Yeah, no, they were wolves, but they were huge. They were really big ones. I honestly didn't... Okay, so the first Twilight was like a romantic, like romance. But then after that, it started having like a story.
Ugh.
So like there was a lot of... I can't deal with those.
I
didn't like the whole sparkly thing either because that's not what it's... Vampires aren't supposed to do that. They're supposed to like...
I was watching
the sun's supposed to...
This is the thing. I tried. I watched it the first one I started watching. I was watching it with my dad because my dad wanted to see it. So I was like, yeah, you know, I want to check it out too. You know, it's like a vampire movie with werewolves and stuff. So I thought it was going to be pretty cool.
Right.
As soon as he went into that freaking thing and then he turned the lights off and then the disco, I'm done. I literally got up and I was like, I'm not watching this. My dad's like, what do you mean? I was like, I don't play with disco ball vampires. I'm not interested.
They don't really linger on that too much, but I mean, after that though, the story got pretty intense, and it stayed sort of like the relationship between the two of them, but it didn't focus on it. It was more focused on the happenings, like what was happening between wolf and what was happening between wolf and vampire, what was happening within the vampire, you know, community too.
Yeah.
So I mean, it got pretty interesting after that, and then of course. Bella, this is like something that probably could never happen if this were real, but like Bella becomes pregnant.
Yeah.
By Edward. So
yeah.
How does that work?
This is why I couldn't watch the movies, because I'm like, I can't do this, because first the disco ball thing, and then I started trying to watch
But that's
it
why
again.
It's fantasy.
No, I know, but if you're going to do it, do vampires, do a vampire like it's supposed to be a vampire.
Yeah.
Like Lost Boys, that was amazing.
That was awesome.
That was
one of my
favorite movies ever.
It's classic.
I know, but I'm just saying, that's one of my favorite. That's how vampires should be, psychotic and just insane. These people are like, look, I can spin. I can't do it.
Well, I think they were trying to integrate, you know, vampires, werewolves with humans
and
so that people
parties.
Could just leave. Yeah, right? Yeah, check out my cool vampire disco ball. Edward, you just stand, or actually, you just float up there at the top there, and we'll just...
We have a stand for you, and there's going to be lights glowing right on you, and you just spin. We'll leave you on a turntable.
Twilight, the very first one, so I was watching it, I was paying attention to it, but then that moment when... when they were running through the forest. And the sun rays hit him, and he sparkled. Yeah, I kind of had that feeling. Like, what? Come on.
No, I can't.
No, not even. And I was like, wait a second, because obviously they were in school, too.
Yeah, right.
And it's like, and of course it was very cloudy. You know, it was always cloudy when they went to school. It wasn't actually like sunshine all over the place.
It was dark.
Yeah.
And gloomy.
But I do have to say, if you want to have like, if you want to watch something that you know is about the integration of humans and supernatural beings, it would be True Blood. Although I really think that they could have picked a better Bill. He was like so old. At least he looked it.
Yeah. I mean.
And Suki.
Suki.
Anyway. Suki.
I just can't. I can't. Suki. Like, my wife and my daughters love Twilight. I was like, I can't. And they were like, let's do a Twilight binge. Come on, Chuck. Let's watch this. I'm like, bleh. Nope, I'm good. So I go into on the big screen. I'm in my room with a tablet watching the real vampire movie. I'm watching Lost Boys.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah.
Yeah, I gotta say, like, I actually really liked Interview with the Vampire.
That was pretty good.
And then that series, you know, so like Queen of the Damned.
Yep.
And like, so I actually really liked those ones.
Those weren't too bad.
And of course, they made a show for Interview with the Vampire.
Yeah, I know, I remember.
And I started watching that. I don't know what happened to it, but
it didn't last because they said that the story was going in a totally. It was like, it's like when you write in a blank paper.
Yeah, it was starting to go downhill.
It was like, nope.
That's sort of how I felt with, because I did like True Blood, but that's sort of how I felt with that, because it started getting to the point where it was like way off of what it had started with, and it just started becoming really like, I don't know, just not exactly like it was still good.
Yeah.
But it was going way off track. It was just getting too.
It was like this show I was watching. Okay, it was called Outsider. I don't know if you ever heard of it.
I don't know. I don't think I've ever heard of it.
It was amazing. The beginning of it Outsider. Was amazing, and then all of a sudden, I think it was like episode 7. It was like stupidity. I was like, what? No, come on.
Sometimes they have like different directors that direct the episodes.
No, it's the same
episodes.
Dude. It was the same dude, yeah. I was just watching it and I was like, it was so good from there, and it just went just flatlined.
It could be writers too. Could be different writers.
It was horrible. Like, the whole beginning was phenomenal. And
so they get you hooked and then they disappoint you.
Yeah, it disappointed me because it was like, why is he an alien? This is stupid. Like, it was supposed to be a dude that murdered 4 people, okay?
Yeah.
And then they go to this, we don't know who this guy is, and it was like a doppelganger, and all of a sudden he's a doppelganging alien. I'm like, this is
he from
stupid.
K-Pax?
I think so. He's from Resident, yeah, he's from Resident Alien.
Resident Alien.
Yeah, that's where he's from. But I was like, what? No. And I just turned it right off. I'm like, I'm done. I love alien things, but I can't deal with something when I think it's about a serial killer.
It's going one way and
yeah,
it just completely.
You're like, what the heck? I was like,
there are times when you can, you know, when a surprise is good.
Yeah.
But then there are times when a surprise isn't so good.
It was not good. It was not good at all.
Yeah, no, I never heard of it.
No, it was good. I mean, I was like, this is awesome. And then it was just like, and then the one with the, this one was good. It was a movie, it was like a series with Jake Gyllenhaal in it.
Mm-hmm.
And he was accused of killing somebody.
And it was a series?
Yeah, it was on Apple TV. And I watched it. Phenomenal. Like, absolutely phenomenal. I was never expecting the end of that. Never at all. I was like, what? I was like, no way.
You know what was really good? I'm waiting for the next season to come out, was Your Honor.
I didn't see that. I want to see that show from you're talking about.
Oh, yeah. I just
What's
told my brother
on?
About that.
What's it on?
Netflix, I believe.
Oh, I got to watch it.
Yeah.
That looks creepy.
It is. It's really cool. It kind of grabs your attention right away. It's not like one of those things that like you have to wait for.
Yeah.
You know, like it's like the first episode already has you. Because you're like, what is going to happen?
Yep.
You know, like at the end of that first episode, you're like, holy crap. Like now I got to watch the next one because I need to find out what happens to these people. Like what's happening. But yeah, from what I hear, what I've been reading, and because I check in on it to find out when the next season is coming. It's supposed to come out in 2026.
Yeah,
so I have been waiting.
I seen this creepy dude stand there with a smile on his face. I said, from seat four. That's what it said. And I was like, that dude looks creepy. I got to watch this show.
Yeah, there are some creepy things. But the cool thing is like, it's not just one creepy thing. You find out throughout the series that there are several creepy things. There's also good things that can be, you know, helpful to the townspeople. So from, I don't know, so for people who don't know or haven't heard about what that show is, it's about people who kind of get lost.
Yeah.
And they come across this town from which they can never leave. They can try, but they keep circling back and they end up back in this town. Well, in the town at night, there's these monsters that look like people that come out and they want to... They want to eat. And what do they eat? You. So they have to basically keep themselves inside or hidden so that they don't get eaten. And they come from the woods that surrounds this weird town.
Yep.
It, and the people who have watched it, like the fans of From, call it Fromville.
Yeah, Fromville.
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 But then as the series moves forward, you find out there are even more supernatural things going on than you think.
Yeah.
So these aren't like vampires that come out. They're not anything. They just, I can't really tell you because I don't want to ruin it.
Yeah.
You know, because I don't want you to be like, oh, yeah, Billy told me about that.
Yeah, I already know.
Because it's like 30 days a night. Okay, you remember that movie?
Yeah.
30 Days a Night?
Yeah.
Well, they're not. So these things that come out are not vampires, but they're very similar to the monster, the portrayal of those vampires.
Oh, okay.
And they're scary because they come out and they look like humans and they're smiling. And that's how, like, if you didn't know that this was happening in this town, they would be welcoming and they would be... You know, smiling at you and then, you know, come up to shake your hand and you put your hand out and then they would just visceral.
Me and my wife have been watching that show Lioness.
Yeah.
It's on Paramount.
Mm-hmm.
Phenomenal. That's a good
show. I keep scrolling by that and I'm going, hmm.
You got to watch it, dude. It's so good.
I'll have to check it out.
It's so good. I thought it was going to be garbage and then I was like, this is amazing. Like, we were like, want to watch the next episode? She's like, yeah. Want to watch the next episode? Yeah. Just keep going.
I also got into Watson.
Watson. I didn't get to watch that yet.
It's cool because if you liked House,
yeah,
you'll like this.
Oh, I loved House.
It's very similar, and I'm not even mad about it. Because, you know, like, sometimes like a new show comes out, and you're like, oh, this is just like X and X and X, you know, like whatever it might be about. But I'm not even mad about it because I really liked House, and I really wanted it to keep going.
Yeah.
And but they had to end it. I mean, House went on for a long time.
It did.
So... I watched Watson and I was like, wow, it's very similar to House where he takes, you know, he's a doctor who takes special cases, but they're more genetic cases than they are like, you know, hard to diagnose cases. But he has a team just like House did.
Yeah.
And then he's, you know, he's a little, so he's obviously his best friend was Sherlock Holmes. So, like, it's kind of got this, it's just got a really cool story to it. It's a really good show. If you get the opportunity, there's only one season right now. The next one's coming out in October.
I just want to start from, I told my wife I wanted to watch. She's like, what's it about? I'm like, now I know.
Yeah, well, it turned, there's a whole lot of stuff that happens in it.
I got to watch it. I just want to watch it. Because I want to watch something creepy. Like I love
it is creepy.
I loved the show. Oh, what was the Haunting of Hill House or what was it?
I'm not sure.
There was a one called Haunting of Something. It was a house where it was like a whole series.
Probably was. There is something called that, but I don't know if that. I think it's a movie.
And then there was a Haunting of Bly House. The Bly House one was terrible. Like, it was like, why did you mess up the Bly House when you already had an awesome one?
I think you're right, though. I think it is the Haunting of Hill House. Yeah. But I thought that was a movie.
No, it was a show.
Huh.
Yeah, there is a movie called Haunting of Hill House, but this is just like the whole series of it. But
that's cool.
That was amazing. That was phenomenal. But this Bly House, I'm like, stupid. Like, I didn't even finish it because I hated it. I was like, I hate this whole thing. It's just trash.
Well, when you get like a expectation, like you set up with an expectation that it's going to be a certain way, and you're like, oh, I like that. Let's see if this is any good. And you turn it on, you're like, oh.
This is going to be funny.
Why am I wasted an
wasted
hour?
My life.
An hour of my life just trying to check this thing out.
It's amazing. It's garbage. Whoops.
Yeah.
I was aggravated. Like, it's like when they do trailers, they show you all the good stuff.
Yeah.
And then you go watch it and you're like.
Yeah. And you know what? You spend some time like wondering if there's going to be a movie that you see the trailer in,
yep.
Or you see the trailer of. And then you go watch it, and you're wondering if you can find a movie that the entire thing is good, not just the trailer.
Yeah.
And there are a lot.
There's some.
But for the most part, like, some of the movies that you think are going to be awesome, the only parts that were awesome were shown in the trailer.
Like The Grudge, when they showed The Grudge.
I didn't really like The Grudge, I gotta be honest.
Grudge. When they first showed The Grudge, I loved The Grudge. And I was like, it's better than it's better than what they showed in the trailer, and I love that. But I like Ju-on, which is the actual movie.
Yeah,
that was amazing. Yep. That was amazing. I loved that one. That was way better than Grudge. That's way better than Grudge.
They remade it for, you know, America with The Grudge, but also the same thing for Ring, Ring, and Ring 2.
Yeah.
So they were both, I believe, Japanese movies. To begin with,
yeah.
And then they you know, remade them for American, but they were okay. I mean, for the time when they first, like when Ring came out,
it was good.
It was good, decent. Yeah.
But then they just kept going with it, and it just got to the point where, like, just leave it alone.
Did you know there's going to be a Scream 7?
Yeah. I don't mind Scream, because I like Ghostface.
I love Scream. I loved it back in the 90s.
Yeah, and now they're overdoing it.
Well, Matthew Lillard is coming back.
That's going to be awesome.
Nev Campbell is coming back. So, and I believe one more person is going to be coming back.
It's weird because it's going to be Dewey.
Yeah.
You got butchered in the other one.
No, it's not him. I forget. It's not Skeet.
Doofus.
It's not Skeet Ulrich. Yeah.
That'd be awesome. Like, Special Albert Dewey here for reporting. Like, yes.
But you gotta wonder, like, if Matthew Lillard is gonna be in it, how?
Because nobody knows if he died.
Oh,
because he only stabbed him. He didn't.
No,
like,
the TV fell on his face.
I know, but it doesn't really kill you.
Like, and he was stabbed a bunch of times, so he has lost a lot of blood. And he's like, I feel a little woozy here. And then, like, the TV fell on his head.
I mean, maybe it's possible he lived. I guess.
I mean, I don't know.
I mean, I can't really say that he couldn't have, but.
That is a possibility.
And if he comes back as
because
the killer,
you,
that'd be great.
If you think about it, like, in all the other Screams, there were no, like, apparitions of him.
No.
You know, you saw Skeet.
Yeah.
But you never saw Matthew as an apparition.
No.
Well, you saw Skeet because he kind of ties into the story because his daughter.
The girl that plays his daughter is not going to be in the movies anymore.
Yeah.
Because of something that happened.
Some kind of disagreement or something. Yeah.
No, something that actually happened that she did that they were not didn't approve of, and they just ixnayed her out of the show.
Aww.
But they have somebody that looks almost like her, so that's fine.
Eh. Yeah, but you know what? Everybody brings their own heat to the character, so it's not going to be the same.
No, it's not going to be the same. I don't think it's going to be the same, but...
Who plays her? Like, I want to say it's the girl...
I don't know what her name is.
I want to say it's the girl that's in Wednesday.
No, that's not her.
Okay.
No, that's not her.
Because
that's her sister. Kind of, that's her sister.
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah, you're right.
That's her sister. She's the one who got beat up and put in the hospital like 30 times in every episode or every show, every movie.
Yeah.
I'm bleeding from the leg. Mom, I got my arm. Now they slapped me.
She's
in the
a
head.
Tough cookie.
Yeah, she took it all. I mean, Nev got her got. The Nev, yeah,
Nev,
out of her,
Nev
so.
Campbell is the ultimate
yep.
survivor.
Yep.
Because she lived through all of the attacks. Well, I can't say all of them. You never know.
You never know.
So it seems to be that we only have about 15 seconds.
Darn it.
Can't believe
That's
it.
That's all right. I know. It went by fast. It was, we had good. That was good combos.
That was a. This was a great
Not
one.
Combos. Convos.
I miss combos.
I don't know what it is. I never like combo. But anyway, thanks for listening to Chuck and Billy's Not Your Cup of Tea on WTBR 89.7 and
WSBR 88.1 in Lee.
Thanks for listening to the show, guys. I hope you guys have a good rest of your day.
See you next week.
Have a good one.